identifiable, the most firmly believed. Notions of reality did not advance my brutality. It's a gruesome and inhumane path that man is tried under the guise of gathering blood for the god. In the name of irrational faith, religion has ravaged the human race. Blood for the god. In the name of feeble-minded faith, the cause has misguided the human race. Blood for the god. In the name of irrational faith, religion has ravaged the human race. Blood for the god. In the name of feeble-minded faith, the cause has misguided the human race. Exodus 22:18 states I shall not suffer a witch to live in, and it's this biblical decree that provided the warrant for the deaths of millions of women beyond the claim that religion makes a less related human race. It is false to think of a persecution under the rule of God, so non-believers were executed. It has been said that it is ever so gratifying as to cause another pain. That's what is causing God's day. This may be illustrated in the ornament and quantity of torture suffered under canonical policy. In the temple of Solomon, the worst atrocities were committed upon non-believers for their apostasy. In the age of faith, thumb screws were used to convince apostates. They confess or they could be burned at the stake. Virgins and volcanoes were replaced by genital smashers in the Judas cradle for drawing blood for the gods. In the name of irrational faith, religion has ravaged the human race. Blood for the gods. In the name of feeble-minded faith, the cause has misguided the human race. Blood for the gods. In the name of irrational faith, religion has ravaged the human race. Blood for the gods. In the name of feeble-minded faith, the cause has misguided the human race. Petty leniency orthodox religion shows today is due to the cries of its victims that were tortured yesterday. It was only through the secularization of the state that the uncivil, malicious, vindictive, sadistic dictates of the scriptures were done away with. It's ironic that a merciful God should be so misanthropic. The only hell that I believe in is the human condition, which has been worsened by the dogma of religion. Once today referred to as fanatical fundamentalism, was yours pious about it by the laws of the Old Testament. Laws such as the penalty for committing sexual sins listed in Leviticus. The deadly bigotry of the ministry has inflicted misery and scarred human history with blood.
Blood. Blood. Blood. Blood. Blood. Blood. Blood. Blood. Blood. Blood. Blood.
Blood for the gods. Blood. Blood. Blood for the gods. Blood. Blood. Blood for the gods. Blood. Blood. Blood for the gods. Blood. Blood. Blood.
That's what they fucking, but that's what the Catholics do.
For the gods.